Thank you and good morning. North Coast Assemblyman Jim Webb brought a potted marijuana plant to a committee meeting that was discussing his bill, the Marijuana Watershed Protection Act, on Wednesday at the Capitol. Wood's bill introduces several measures aimed at protecting the environment, particularly the issues of water diversions and pollution. Noting that the average marijuana plant can yield about $2,000 per plant, Wood has also proposed a $50 excise tax for each plant grown, and that money would be used for the enforcement and mitigation efforts. The Senate Governance Committee unanimously passed the bill, and it now heads to the Senate Finance Committee for consideration. Congressman Jared Huffman gathered feedback from more than 1,000 Californians regarding a bill he has authored to address the ongoing drought in California, and he introduced the final version of that bill to the House on Wednesday. Huffman's legislation would offer tax credits for homeowners who purchase water conservation technology, such as water capture and harvesting systems, focuses on long-term water conservation solutions rather than short-term fixes, and protects environmental laws already in place to prevent the taking of water from one region to serve another. The bill contains emergency appropriations for rural water services and utilities, reclamation projects, and emergency grant funding to assist low-income and migrant farm workers who have lost work due to ongoing drought. Huffman has also addressed the Confederate flag issue. Jordan Christmas has more.
Wednesday night, the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously approved two amendments that were presented by Congressman Jared Huffman. The amendments will prevent the future sale of Confederate flag merchandise in National Park Service stores, and also to disallow any grave in any federal cemetery operated by the Park Service to be decorated with the Confederate flag. Huffman said the following, "I'm very pleased that the House has now, in a bipartisan manner, supported my amendments and joined in the movement to end the public promotion of the cruel racist legacy of the Confederacy."
Thank you, Jordan. The Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has purchased 14 acres of property along the Little River near Moonstone Beach from the Green Diamond Resource Company, and the title will officially be transferred at a public ceremony today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The property is located south of Scenic Drive and west of Highway 101 and includes approximately 1,000 feet of riverfront beach along the east side of the Little River. The Coastal Land Trust intends to develop trails for public use, and once complete, the trail will link the Hammond Trail System with Scenic Drive. New census data released on Tuesday confirmed the projections that the Latino population in the state of California would overtake the white population as the largest ethnic group in the state. Latinos now number 14.99 million residents compared to the subtly ironic number of 14.92 million white residents, and it's expected that the difference will grow in the coming years. California is by far the most populous state in the Union with more than 38 million people, a population larger than Canada or Australia. And if it were a country, California would rank as the 34th most populous nation in the world. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It gets a little tiresome to see Humboldt County featured in a regional or national news story that revolves solely around the issue of marijuana. Supervisor Rex Bone, who will run for re-election, talked about some of the many other issues that affect the quality of life on the North Coast on Talk Shop on Wednesday. One key point he made was getting more help from the state. Bone said he knows and likes both Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblyman Jim Wood and thinks they are on track to help the county.
They're up here a lot. They're up here a lot, and they're looking at the community. They're looking at the aquaculture. They're looking at the bay. They're looking at fish and wildlife. We've had some huge issues with the Aleutian geese, you know, for our cattle ranchers, and Mike McGuire is introducing something on that. I mean, he's come up, and he's met with them three times. I mean, it's a big deal.
Bone said that business development, Richardson's Grove, and environmental issues are key, and closer to home, the issue of crime, homelessness, and mental health need serious attention as well.
I think the battle with mental health and the homeless issue, for me, realizing when you have somebody on the streets that is in what a better term would be in disrepair, both physically and mentally, and if they're no harm to themselves or someone else, where basically our hands are tied to do anything for them, if they don't want help and they're not a harm to somebody else or to themselves, that's just what we have.
Bone will formally kick off his re-election campaign on Friday. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.